Zondervan presents Eyes of Elisha, Book 1 in the Chelsea Adams series by Brandolyn Collins. Read by Laurel Merlington. For Nawana Briggs, a friend who loves at all times. Proverbs 17:17. And in honor of Data's Corporation, founded by my husband Mark, that restaurant interview with the VP of sales candidate sure sparked my imagination. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, "I will set up my camp in such and such a place." The man of God, Elisha, sent word to the king of Israel, "Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there." So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, "Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?" "None of us, my lord the king," said one of his officers. "But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom." 2 Kings 6:8-12. Prologue 1. Beep, 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 beep. Her eyes flew open at the sound from her jogger's watch. 20 times its alarms resounded through the bedroom, washed gray with the nascent day's light. A shrill awakening on an otherwise still summer morning. She fixed the textured ceiling with a glassy stare, willing her body to catch up with her mind, already whirling. On any other day, she would steal a moment or two as the white luminous hand on her clock radio marched toward 5:35 a.m.